Let's come back to politics. The TV leader, Jim Allister, has been demanding that the Secretary of State, Karen Bradley's comments are put in perspective. He's with us now. Mr. Allister, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You've called this a misspeak. Do you really think that's what it was?
I think, yes. She used words that she didn't intend to use. I think the sentiment she was trying to convey was that, in our society, in our history, we have those who were terrorists who chose to be terrorists, who went out to kill deliberately, and we had security forces who were there to stand between the community and those terrorists to thwart them in their killing. And I think she was drawing a distinction between the motivations and the actions. And I think she humbled it to be as kind as possible and brought upon herself the wrath of many. I'm making the point that the wrath from some comes from those who have a mighty big beam to, first of all, take out of their own eye. Because if Sinn Féin, for example, who have been very vociferous in condemning her, are the very people who, on a weekly basis almost, glorify terrorists by attending events which does exactly that. So I'm saying that, yes, Mrs. Bradley made a huge mistake in the manner in which she spoke. But let's get this thing into perspective. And the perspective is that terrorists chose to be terrorists. Security forces were there to stand between us and the terrorists. Government forces are held to a gold standard.
But it's when the security forces... It's when the security forces, Jim, kill and murder innocent people that the people in this country want them to be held to account. Bottom line, full stop. And when you've got such a senior person in government suggesting that there were never any crimes at the hands of the security forces, and then when that's pointed out to her and she doesn't walk back into the house, hold her hands up and say she's sorry, that had to be squeezed out of her in those press interviews last night. You know, she says that her initial comments, this is what she went back into the house to say, could have been open to misinterpretation. She never said she got it wrong.
I don't think Karen Bradley's been a successful Secretary of State. Her ability level, it always surprises me that she's in the cabinet, but there she is. But I think it is wrong to totally distort what she said by those who are the masters of distortion when it comes to rewriting our history. You know, I hear you say that security forces, of course, if they break the law, must be held to account. But some of our critics do not go across the board and say that terrorists must be held to account. Some of our critics are those who, as postmen, delivered OTR letters to terrorists who were on the run. Some of our critics are those who, to this day, refuse to acknowledge that the murders that the IRA committed were murders at all. Were crimes. So I'm making the point that some of our critics need to look at themselves in the mirror before they start criticising what other people say.
You're essentially saying this is about balance in Northern Ireland. Have a listen to what the SDLP leader, Jim, Colm Eastwood, said about this.
But Sir Geoffrey Donaldson's made it very clear, Colm Eastwood, that he believes in the rule of law, and where people, where there's evidence against individuals, whether they are former state actors or not, they should be prosecuted.
Yes,
isn't that straightforward? You must agree with that 100%, surely.
Of course I do. I want people to be prosecuted if there's any evidence to do so. But you can't say that on one hand and then support an amnesty for soldiers on another hand. And this stuff about balance, the law isn't about balance. The law is about following evidence. If there's evidence there, it should be followed, and the prosecution system in all its forms, the justice system in all its forms, should be resourced to do that.
He's right, Jim, isn't he?
Of course, anyone who breaks the law, it deserves to be pursued. But that includes across the board. That does not, therefore, admit of the scandal of OTR letters, of the scandal of some people being too important to the process to pursue. Yes, if we're going to have prosecutions, let's have them on an even-handed basis. But this idea that we give a bye ball, we give an OTR letter to terrorists, but we pursue to the end of the earth 70, 80-year-old veterans. That is the imbalance.
Why does it matter if they're 70 or 80-year-olds? What? Why does their age matter? Does it matter to you? If your principle today is if you break the law, you should be held accountable, surely you should be held accountable if we follow your logic, whether you're 20, 30, 40, or 80 or 90.
Yes, that is the logic. But I'm saying...
So why do you quote 80 and 90-year-old veterans then?
Well, I think that there is a point for many that someone who maybe was previously investigated and vindicated is now being reinvestigated at the age of 70 or whatever, when you have a scenario where there are those who have been in our government who have probably never been properly investigated. I think that is where it gets difficult for many people because we have this standard applied to the security forces and a blind eye applied to terrorists.
Do you think it is because... do you think your paramilitary, people who have been in paramilitary organisations, do you think they're not being investigated because of a lack of evidence, or do you think there is a blind eye, a deliberate blind eye? People are looking the other way.
I think we've had both. I think, of course, because terrorists don't keep records which can be discovered as the state keeps records. So I think there is a evidence deficit in some circumstances when it comes to investigating terrorists that isn't there, when it comes to investigating the security forces. But I think there have been occasions when the public interest has been distorted to say that certain people who might be very important to the process which is put above the rule of law should not be pursued. I do not accept for 1 minute that Martin McGuinness should not have been thoroughly investigated for the crimes as a leader of the IRA, and yet was he ever properly investigated? Patently not. Well, why was that? Because he was a cog in the process, and the process was more important than getting justice for the victims of Martin McGuinness.
Do you think the Bloody Sunday soldiers should be prosecuted?
I think that to isolate the soldiers from the parachute regiment and to treat them differently, maybe from someone like Martin McGuinness, who was there, who appears from the Savile inquiry to have had a machine gun, but yet never pursued. How about that? Why not? You know, if we're going to pursue soldiers, why did we not pursue Martin McGuinness about the machine gun?
You didn't answer the question. Do you think those soldiers should be prosecuted?
I think if there is an abundance of evidence that they deliberately and consciously set out to murder and did murder, that there are questions for them to answer. But it cannot be something that's viewed in that sole context. You have to view it in the wider context and answer the question, why was McGuinness not pursued?
Okay.
Why was the, if someone, and one of them was, I understand, found with evidence of explosives on their body or pipe bombs or whatever, why has all that been swept under the carpet?
Okay. Jim Alistair, thank you very much.